Positive rotation.
Welcome to Positive Rotations, a 126th Air Refueling Wing Helping Agencies podcast. Positive Rotations, helping refuel your mind. I'm Master Sergeant Brian Ellison with the Director of Psychological Health, Linda Hsu. She's a licensed counselor and social worker. And also here with us, Benji, the Wings therapy dog. We're continuing to talk about the 7 habits of highly effective airmen. This is based off Stephen Covey's work. Linda, the last time we talked, we were talking about the second habit of highly effective airmen, and that is begin with the end in mind. What? Let's just talk about that real fast. What that means? Because this really flows nicely into our third habit.
Well, beginning with the end in mind really is just thinking about your goals, your specific things that you want to happen, things that you want to achieve, all in all.
What really stuck with me is that acronym SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and trackable, because sometimes we set goals that are just so unachievable or so fantastical that, you know, how do we reach that? But to get to those goals, we have to put first things first. What does putting first things first, the third goal of, or the third habit of highly effective airmen, mean?
So putting first things first means to learn to prioritize your ideas and your thoughts, your goals. What is vital? Think up to yourself what is most important to you, what needs to be done. And then what can wait to do later? That's back with, we talked about the end in mind, the ABCDEs.
Oh, sure.
If you were listening, yeah.
Yeah, ABCDE, yeah.
That kind of goes into today's session.
Right, and that was talking about making our lists. How does prioritizing, how does that help us put first things first?
So it helps us to put things in perspective, what we really need to do. The things that are important to us or the things that really need to get done. And again, you know, when things are accomplished, we feel good about ourselves. We have better self-esteem. We have better relationships, you know, and things like that. So we don't want to get into where we're in crisis mode. So we don't want to get into that mode where it's just about, you know, oh no, my paper's late, you know, oh no,
right,
my project for work is not going to get done. So, you know, going back and saying, what do I need to do in order to get those things done? So instead of spending time with my friends, maybe I should be doing my paper. Instead of checking emails, you know, every 5 minutes, you know, maybe I should be working on my work project, things like that.
What can we do to help stop procrastination in our lives? Because, I mean, we can definitely stop procrastinating, but how do we do it?
Mm-hmm. So we have to start thinking about it and start doing. A lot of times I think we blow a task out of proportion. It's not really as bad as we think it is. Start with the hardest task of your day, possibly. Make a decision, any decision. Face your fear, finish it, motivate yourself for a reward. So I think that we spend more time thinking about what we have to do rather than doing it. So I think the time spent worrying is, you know, if we take that time and take the time to actually do the thing, we'll be better off. We spend so much time worrying, and I think I said on the first session, 90% of the things we think about or worry about never come to pass.
That's right, and you talk about stop thinking and start doing and don't blow it out of proportion. I almost think those are maybe go hand in hand, where I have found that taking it step by step, looking at each step, maybe then it won't be as unmanageable, because I think that's maybe what you're getting at with what may lead us to procrastination, is that it becomes, we look at it, it's like, oh, this unmanageable piece. It was said to me one time that you're looking at building a house. You got to break that. You got to think about building that house one piece at a time. What do I do first to build this house? You don't, you know, I know the goal is we to begin, you know, beginning with the end in mind, the goal is to have a house. Mm-hmm. But, okay, let me just, you know, first let me lay the foundation. Let me get the concrete to lay the foundation and things like that. That's kind of what, I think that's maybe what some people do with blowing that task out of proportion.
Yeah, we make the task harder, you know, we blow it out of proportion. We make the task harder than it really is.
Why is it that we procrastinate? And I guess that's answered in these tips.
Well, like I said, we spend more time worrying about thinking what we have to do than actually doing it. Worry gets to us, and then we get anxious and unable to concentrate. We may put off things due to them being too challenging, too labor-intensive. Maybe we have to really concentrate on something to get something done. We just put things on hold. I mean, do you have anything that you've procrastinated about? I know I have.
I can think of things in the past where I was like, oh boy, this scares me to do. I'm scared. Going back to the podcast before where we began with the end in mind, I was talking about my trying to maybe putting off my tour of St. Louis race this year. And some of that, I mean, I think has to do with fear. I don't want to finish last again in the time trial, and I don't want to finish last near the end in the two crits that take place in that race. And I'm like, do I really want to, it's in a way I'm scared to go through with that. Do I really want to do that again? And so I guess I have that fear, I guess you can call it, fear of failing again, if you want to call it failure.
Right. I think the fear of failure is in a lot of those things that we procrastinate about. We just have fear of things not going well, fear of it failing, or just, you know, things like that. So, I think definitely that's part of it. But like I said before, the things we worry about, you know, 90% of the things we worry about never come to pass. So we just have to kind of move on and stop thinking and start doing.
Talking about, you know, sticking to our goals, using our daily task lists and sticking to it, what can be some of our biggest time wasters?
Well, I think, first of all, like our phones, like I know I'm very connected to my phone. I'm always looking at my phone, looking for texts or whatever. So putting the phone down and not answering your phone. I think I mentioned in the last podcast, maybe just setting boundaries with coworkers, maybe not spending as much time in the morning drinking coffee. And I think it's important to visit and drink coffee, but when somebody's taking like 45 minutes of your time, maybe you don't want to do that. I think there's a lot of time wasters on the internet, you know, searching for things. We can waste time, you know, if we're looking at emails. I think, you know, always looking at the email right away. And maybe it's distracting us from what we're doing. So maybe just checking your emails like every 30 minutes or something rather than, you know, just doing it, you know, every 5 minutes. So because it can be very distracting. So some of those things we can do to help with wasting time.
I mean, we're talking about all these all these great things to help us not procrastinate, to put first things first. But we can't do that without others and healthy relationships, because if we don't have healthy relationships, that can really affect the other things that we're trying to do in our life. Why should relationships be a priority?
Well, we're social creatures and we need others. We need to nurture our relationships. In the end, it's not about the car we drove or the job we had. It's about the relationships we formed and nurtured. So relationships should be a priority. It helps us to improve our self-worth and our self-esteem. There was a study that was done on an elderly population, and those that were in relationship or stayed married stayed healthier and happier. They lived longer because they had someone to share their life with. And I don't know that it's necessarily having to be married, but just being in relationship, you know, having relationships with people, whether it's your coworkers, whether it's your family, whether it's your friends, making relationships a priority.
We're talking about the third habit of 7 Habits of Highly Effective Airmen. And you talk about our relationships and making them a priority. How do we make them a priority at the same time trying to achieve our goals?
Well, I think that it might be intertwined within the goal. We want to make time. The way we make time for relationships is that we make time for people. We plan activities. We become very intentional. And what I found is that people want your time. It's more valuable than anything. It's just like, you know, a kid at Christmas, you buy him a game and you think, oh, you know, maybe they'll go play your game, yeah. Play the game for a little while. But it's no, you know, play with me. They want your time. So people want your time and they want to spend time with you. And so it's the quality of time, I think, that is most valuable.
How can we make relationships a priority?
Well, a couple of things we can do is take responsibility for your own happiness. So nobody can make, you know, somebody might say, I made her angry or he made me angry. Nobody can make you anything. You're in charge of your own happiness. You're in charge of your own anger, you know, things like that. Let your expectations be known for the relationship, things that you expect. Maybe you want to talk often. Maybe you want to have activities together often, you know, things like that. Practice listening rather than instead of fixing. A lot of times in relationships, somebody has a problem and then, you know, we want to just fix it. So sometimes we just need to listen. Show affection, you know, whether it's family or friends. Forgiveness is very important. You want to forgive. We don't always forget, but we can forgive. So we don't always hold on to our anger, resentment, and things like that, because that can kind of get heavy emotionally for us. You want to compliment each other. That goes a long way. Maybe plan a date night. And try to communicate as much as possible. So those are things that will help you putting your relationships first.
Sometimes we don't know how to communicate with our partners or just people in our relationships. What are some ways that we can do that?
Well, there was a book written by Gary Chapman, and it talks about the 5 love languages. And so the 5 love languages are actually words of affirmation, so complimenting your mate, saying something positive. Quality time would be, you know, spending time together, doing an activity together, you know, something like that, spending good time together. Acts of service would be doing something for each other, like, you know, mowing the yard or doing the dishes or cooking dinner. Physical touch would be... any kind of, you know, hugging, kissing, intimacy, things like that. Receiving gifts. Some people's love language are receiving gifts. So that's just giving your gifts to your partner. Sometimes some people are very, very much into that. So these love languages, so the goal of the love language is to love your mate according to their love language. So, and for example... So there's a test you can do online that will give you your 5 love languages. So it's the five love languages test by Gary Chapman, and you can go online and do that. And I think we might put a link or something there for you. For example, love languages are quality time and words of affirmation. So my husband needs to... know what my love languages are in order to communicate well with me. So quality time means spending date nights, you know, spending time doing activities, maybe eating dinner together, maybe watching a program together or something, you know, playing a game or something together, quality time together. And then words of affirmation is compliments or, you know, hey, that, you know, dinner was good tonight, or hey, the house looks great, or hey, really, I'm really appreciate you, the work that you do and taking care of the kids and et cetera, things like that. So, yeah, everybody's different. Everybody has a different love language. So it's really important to know what your mate's love language is.
Right. And so you're saying that people don't fall into that just one of those five love languages, because it sounds mm-hmm. like you have maybe two mm-hmm. that kind of that maybe compete with each other or what have you, or the two that are important, most important to you. We're talking about the five love languages, and you can find that at the number 5lovelanguages.com. Looks like it's a free quiz that you can take on that. And that's, it looks like it's good for couples, singles, teens, and children. What are some good ways, Linda, to practice first things first?
So I think keeping a to-do list of tasks that you need to be done each day, prioritize the things that you need to do, keep a calendar of important activities, and then nurture your relationships.
First things first is the third habit of 7 habits of highly effective airmen. That's based on Stephen Covey's work. And what are the previous two that we've talked about?
So we talked about habit 1 was being proactive, putting ourselves in front of things and being proactive, doing things that will help us achieve our goals instead of being proactive rather than reactive. And then the second one was begin with the end in mind. So setting our mind on our goals, what we want to achieve. And then today's was putting first things first. So that's prioritizing our goals.
And really, you know, it just comes down to having a positive attitude, biting off those achievable goals and making sure that we're not looking at those huge goals, but we're looking at, you know, incremental goals. We talked about attitude. How is attitude everything?
Well, I think having a positive attitude helps us daily. I think we're hardwired to think of things negatively, and we must change that, you know, over time. We can say the grass is greener on the other side, but that's because it's getting watered, and maybe rain is a blessing. So I think it's, again, it's all in your perspective and how you think about things. But attitude is, you know, very important, having a good attitude about things. You know, not dwelling on the negative, working on goals that you can achieve, things that aren't going to overwhelm you and things like that. Yeah.
You know, we just finished the third of the 7 habits of highly effective airmen. That's with some help from Stephen Covey's work in that area. How can we put those three first three habits into action?
So for some homework for you, putting things together, we can find an example of how you were proactive and not reactive in this last week. Things that, you know, we want to work on not being reactive, but we want to be more proactive. We want to get to things before they get bad. Just say, what is your goal for the next 6 months? So one, like for instance, one goal I have is like financial goals of paying off debt and then maybe going on a vacation, you know, so that's one of my goals. So I'm going to have to, set up my finances so I can pay certain things off so I can do that. So I have to have those small goals in order to get to those big goals. What are some steps that you can take each day to accomplish these goals? So we can be, again, we can be proactive. We can begin with the end in mind and put first things first. And then just having time to work on our daily task list. And just, you know, I think it starts with just the daily task list. And then maybe it'll go for the week, the goal for the week, the goal for a month, and then maybe the goal for the 6 months. So
Thank you. The Director of Psychological Health, Linda Hsu, licensed counselor and social worker, and Benji, the Wings therapy dog. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Thank you again for taking the time to help refuel your mind on the 126th Helping Agencies Positive Rotations podcast. I'm Master Sergeant Brian Ellison.